Okay, so now we're back. A little bit more deglazing. And this should help the recent bit of onion. Okay, so now we put in off the celery. I believe in bulking up a recipe with a lot of vegetables. So, cutting off the edge or ends. Now, personally, when I'm cooking, not necessarily when I'm eating them raw, I believe in leaving in the celery leaves because that gives a stronger celery taste. I don't like the celery taste raw. It's just too bitter. So, and that's another thing. It's like if I find that things are too sour, we're not going to use sugar. You can feel free. You'll just have to live with it. Well, not live with it, experiment. But we are going to use something called stevia. And I'm thinking of using what is called stevia in the raw. It's just recently come out. But we'll see. Because I'm thinking also, too, it's going to be a liquid in there. You know, semi-liquid. A liquid will be best. Okay, so I sliced it in three, and I'm slicing them again. Good golly, I think I just got a bit too high. Should have had the mise en place, and sometimes that won't work. All over the place. Good, I didn't get it on my phone. There we go. Okay, so let's get the other two then. Personally, I like working with a serrated edge a lot. It just works out much better, but it depends on how I'm working. I'm working a lot with my hands right now. There's a lot of people who would say that I have poor knife technique. But for me right now, to get it really done quickly, in there, it's for the best. And I'm careful. Very rarely have I had a severe cut when I'm doing it this way. It's how my parents did it. Probably their parents before them. I don't know. But when I feel like doing a real mise en place, sometimes I'll dig out the cutting board and just go have at it. It's easier that way sometimes, but sometimes not. So I've got two in, now I'm putting the third. Now, some people might say, oh, expensive. Well, yes and no. If you get them fresh, personally, then yeah, it can be. Even with this, I think they were like $8. But the way I bulk up a recipe, you've got leftovers. So now, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to put Fidel in two places. I wasn't going to do it at first, because I thought, well, it'll get burnt. But we've got enough herbs in here that I think we can put in some Fidel at the beginning and some at the end. Now, if you have fresh dill, so much the better than just sticking it in at the end. I don't. I have what's called freeze-dried dill, and so I'm trying that for the first time today. So I'm putting it in both areas because I want the scallops to take on the dilly nature of the scallops, and I want not the scallops to oh boy. I want the scallops to take on the dilly nature of the herb, and I want the in two ways. I want it to seem fresh, and I want it to seem earthy too. Now, I'm slicing the zucchini, it's one whole zucchini, into four lengthwise, and then slicing it. Remember what I said about different shapes and textures and stuff like that? Well, that's how I want to do it. Now, after that, I'm going to put in a whole red pepper. Now, for me, you know some people are cooking for one out there. Don't be afraid to have leftovers. You haven't got a good fridge, well, or freezer? Well, then put it in the fridge for a few days. Have it for a few days as your supper or lunch or whatever. You may get bored of it. But a friend of mine did that. He's fine with that way. It's economical. And frankly, these days you need an economical way about things. Okay, so next, I'm halving red pepper. That's going to add some color along with the other vegetables that we're going to put in here. I'll slice that. Some people call them julienne. You can do them really good, but I'll be dicing it as well. Small dice. I'm going to leave it at that. When I get back, I'll have the half of a pepper in, and I'll be ready to put in our frozen products. Talk to you later.